Hi, I'm Brooke Allen in for Mark Bayshore. And over the years, new Americans arriving in Michigan have helped mitigate some of the negative effects of the state's economic downturn and the loss of population during the Great Recession. In 1990, Michigan's immigrant community represented less than 4% of the state's total population. By 2010, that had risen to nearly 6%. And between 2010 and 2014, Michigan's foreign-born population grew by an additional 60,000, which is almost twice as fast as the national average, making the state a standout from others in its attraction to new Americans. And recently, a report was released from the Partnership for the New American Economy called the Contributions of New Americans in Michigan. And it's a culmination of research, including data on the foreign-born population in the state from the years 2010 through 2014. And joining us this morning to discuss the study's findings is Karen Felipe. She's the deputy director of MONA, the Michigan Organization for New Americans. And MONA was established by Governor Snyder in 2014 to support immigration efforts for the state of Michigan. And hello, Karen, how are you?
Good morning, Brooke. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. So, Karen, explain for us how MONA supports immigration efforts in Michigan. What things do you do?
Sure. So the Michigan Office for New Americans, or MONA, as you mentioned, was established by Governor Snyder in early 2014 to support immigration efforts for the state. And what we do are things like we look for barriers or perceived barriers within state agencies that provide services to immigrants to try and help minimize or eliminate those barriers. We don't change programs or we don't change any requirements, but looking for, as I mentioned, any of those barriers that might be there. So, for example, the healthcare process. There was some issues with the computer system within the state on healthcare issues, and so we would work both with our immigrant service organization partners and our Department of Health and Human Services to try and mitigate some of those issues that they were seeing. We've also done things such as worked with our Michigan Department of Transportation to help clear up the signage in and around the Ambassador Bridge. When you're down in Detroit and going to get off on certain exits, there was one exit that wasn't very clearly marked that if you got off, you literally got onto the bridge to Canada. There was no turning around. There was no street to turn on. You'd go right onto the bridge.
I've been on that bridge.
Yeah, so our U.S. Customs and Border Protection would have to turn people around if they didn't mean to get off there. And so we worked with MDOT to have more clearer signage put up. So now when you're driving down near Detroit, you'll see Canadian flags, you'll see U.S. flags, you'll see signs that say no reentry to the U.S. or entry to Canada only, to try and make that a little bit clearer. And you're right. I mean, even those of us who've been born and raised in Michigan our whole lives, that was confusing. So we can only imagine what that would be like for those where English isn't your first language.
So MONA did not conduct this study. It was conducted also by the Partnership for a New American Economy. Can you tell us who they are?
Sure. The Partnership for New American Economy was started by Michael Bloomberg, and it is approximately 500 Republican, Democratic, and independent mayors and business leaders from around the country who support sensible immigration reform. And the partnership actually completed a report like this for each of the 50 states. And then they turned to some of their partners within the state. We've worked with the Partnership for New American Economy for the last few years on some of their other reports as well. They looked to their state partners to try and help launch the report within each state. So we worked with the partnership to get this information out, both to the media, to our partners and our stakeholders. MONA works with a number of different stakeholders around the state, universities, nonprofits, economic development groups, state agencies, et cetera. So ethnic chambers, ethnic business organizations, our three state ethnic commissions. So we worked with all of those partners to spread the information on this report that talks about the contributions or the economic impact that immigrants have on our state.
So not to get too bogged down in numbers, but some of the study's findings definitely worth a mention, like immigrants as entrepreneurs. So what does the study show us about that?
Sure. So when we look at our entrepreneurs, we've got over 30,000 immigrants in Michigan who are self-employed, and those immigrant-owned businesses generated over $608 million in business income in 2014, and immigrant-owned businesses employ over 150,000 folks within our state. And so we look, you know, our immigrant entrepreneurs definitely are job creators for both in small businesses as well as our larger businesses. When we look at some of those immigrant-owned businesses like a Masco or a Meijer, as well as your local potential convenience store, gas station, or restaurants, right? There's a whole host of different types of businesses that immigrant entrepreneurs own that employ our Michiganders.
So that means if there's businesses here that they're starting and owning, then that means that they're earning and spending money as well.
Correct. Yes. So when we look overall, and like you said, we won't talk too much about numbers. We'll look overall, though, at immigrant contributions in Michigan. So there are just under 650,000 Michigan residents who are foreign born. It's about 6 to 7% of our population. And immigrants in 2014 earned over $19.5 billion, and $1.5 billion of that went to state and local taxes. Obviously, there was an amount that went to federal taxes, and that left about $14 billion in spending power for our immigrants to then, spend within our state. Be that buying a house, renting a house, consumer goods, just like we do, go out, right, buy clothes, go to the restaurants, etc.
So, is there a distinction made between documented and undocumented immigrants in this study?
Sure. So the report actually does a really good job, I think, of taking a whole bunch of different sectors, such as you mentioned entrepreneurs. It breaks down healthcare, agriculture, housing, international students, as well as the undocumented population. So it does talk specifically about the economic contribution of the We've got about 1% undocumented here in Michigan. And when we look again in 2014, some of the most recent data that's available to us, undocumented paid about $83 million in state and local taxes. So obviously that contributes to our economy as well.
So once again, I'm speaking with Karen Phillippe, Deputy Director of Michigan Office for New Americans, or MONA, about a recent study who looks at the impact of immigrants in Michigan. And Karen, I think you did just mention this, but some who argue against immigration do worry about undocumented immigrants who do not pay taxes. But you just said that's only 1%, correct? Or did I misunderstand?
Well, we have approximately 1% of our population, the state's population, of approximately 1% are undocumented, or about just over 125,000 people, about 126,398 are the estimated number of undocumented immigrants in Michigan. But when we do look at that population, as I mentioned, they actually did pay in 2014, the most recent data that we have from the report, they paid $82.9 million in state and local taxes.
And remind us what Governor Snyder's stance on immigration is.
Sure. So Governor Snyder is pro-immigration. We are very fortunate here in the state of Michigan to have Governor Snyder as our leader, in particular when it comes to immigration and making Michigan a more welcoming state for immigrants. The governor did come out a couple of years ago when the Senate passed comprehensive immigration reform. The governor did come out in support of comprehensive immigration reform.
And real quick, what about the argument that immigrants take jobs away from American-born workers, specifically poor or unskilled workers? Did this study shed any light on that issue?
So we look at jobs, skills overall. When you look at jobs within our agricultural industry or within our restaurant industry and all the way up into our, professional jobs, engineering, healthcare, et cetera. And statistics show that there are foreign-born at the higher end of the spectrum who have a master's or PhD, master's or higher degree, I should say, in a STEM field. Those foreign-born actually create a little over 2.5 jobs for U.S.-born. And when we look to some of the quote-unquote lower-skilled jobs, Bingo, our director, and I, we really try to stress that each job requires its own skill set, not necessarily low or high. But you've got individuals filling jobs that sometimes there are others that don't necessarily want to do those jobs, but they're definitely out there. So if we've got individuals who would like to work in the agricultural industry, there's lots of opportunities there, all the way from harvesting up to crop, processing, as well as looking up a little bit further up the chain in terms of like agricultural scientist type jobs.
Well, thank you so much, Karen, for joining us. I appreciate it. Again, that was Karen Philippi, Deputy Director of Michigan Office for New Americans, or MONA, shedding light on a new study that was just done.
Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you.